Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here, too. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great member, coming up on, let's see, how many years? Dozen years. She's been hanging out with us on a regular basis to talk to us about the B2C community, the business to consumer. The regular folks, the retail folks out there, especially those who have a little bit of extra money. She's the author who wrote all the important books on that, like Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, right? Her new book, which I'm very excited about, is called Shops That Pop, Seven right. Steps to Extraordinary Retail Success. She's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's so good to be with you today.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on your book.
Yes, well, and we're getting great reviews, and I'm really thrilled about that. The Midwest Book Review gave us a very highly recommended review on the book, and you know, for those who don't know the book business, I mean, the Midwest Book Review is really important and influential for all the crossover states. You know,
right.
Publishers Weekly may hit the the New York market in California, but all the rest of the country follows the Midwest Book Review. So we're really happy about that.
It's a big deal. Well, congratulations! I'm not the least bit surprised you're getting good reviews out of it. But why would you write a book about Shops That Pop? Why do we care?
Well, you know, I mean, one thing, and it, I mean, because of all the, you know, the business that I am in, which is doing market research and talking to lots of people in retail, I mean, one of the things that's so apparent is that small independent retailers and small businesses on Main Street, and I do want to talk about how this book is relevant for people who aren't even in the retail business, but we can talk about that later. But small independent retailers are just at the mercy of the economy and the mercy of their customers. They're so overwhelmed at just trying to, you know, keep the lights on in their store and
right.
the doors open. They really don't have the resources that they need to compete effectively in today's, you know, very competitive consumer market. And, you know, all the big retailers have got legions and, you know, have legions of MBAs and mm-hmm. marketing experts, but mm-hmm. small specialty
and
retailers.
And big data, don't forget big data.
Oh, yeah, and big data, which I don't think
which,
is all that valuable
it's manipulative.
Yeah.
It's not service. It's not paying attention. Well, it's paying attention to psychographics and,
right.
and not human beings.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, that's the advantage that small specialty retailers have, that personal one-on-one, eye-to-eye, hand-to-hand contact with customers. That is what people are craving today. And, again, small specialty retailers just don't have the resources. And if you go to Amazon and you look for books about retailing, you just don't find, well, you'll find, hopefully you'll find Shops That Pop on top now, but you just don't find any resources. So I felt that there was just this huge need,
mm-hmm.
and with my experience working with really big retailers, you know, I could really kind of help small ones understand where their real competitive advantage is, and that's the message I want to bring to the audience. And the message, I mean, in a nutshell, is that it's not so much about what you sell, it's how you sell it,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you have to keep your focus.
Explain that a little bit more.
Well, you know, one of the things that I know, I talk to, again, especially retailers in my research all the time, and they are always crave, I mean, they say their problem is that manufacturers don't respect exclusivity when they, you know, selling into
mm-hmm.
retail stores. That if they open an account with them, they also have an account down the street, and that's the problem. That's
right.
the big problem that they face. But, you know, what I today, I mean, maybe that was true 20 years ago, but today it isn't, because everything, any product is available anywhere at
mm-hmm.
any time,
that's
thanks
right.
to the Internet.
Just type it into a search engine, and Google or Amazon
right.
one will present it on the right, 129 different places, and not a nickel's worth of difference in the price from top to bottom.
Exactly. So, you know, retailers, you know, specialty retailers have completely lost that area of exclusivity as being the draw to bring customers mm-hmm. in. Mm-hmm. So what I, you know, want to focus on, and what is, you know, again, my research points to this, you know, precisely, is that what the people, what retailers need to do is focus on the people that come into the store, the people that they have staffing their store. Mm-hmm. They need to focus on the people. It's that personal interaction, and all the other stuff will fall into place. And you can make your product look quote unquote exclusive simply by changing how you display it. And that's another important message. I mean, just, you know, product looks different in a different context. So you can, mm-hmm. you can create an exclusive way of displaying and showing product that is very different from the retailer down the road, and have that, you know, virtual exclusivity that they so much want.
Well, and of course, remember, you know, we always have to, I always catch this in everything. I gave a speech yesterday in New Orleans, and I told a group of a bunch of hard knucklehead guys from a construction industry, I said, the more, remember what Nesbitt said, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want.
Yes.
And that's more, that's a prophecy now that's coming true in the 21st century, because people still are human beings.
That's right.
We're analog beings, aren't we? And all this digital stuff, as much as we kind of love it and we like it, we like the handy way that it gives us stuff and helps us with stuff, and it's kind of sexy and sizzly. The truth is, we're still human, analog human beings, and we want to be with other people.
That's right. And with all of these tools, we've gotten less and less contact, so we crave it even more. And mm-hmm. that's the key advantage of small specialty retailers. And, you know, and it's
don't you think that's what you just said? What we've just been talking about. Don't you think they should get up every morning and put that on and own that all day long? I mean, if instead of going around saying, oh, poor me, Walmart can sell things cheaper than I can buy them, how can I ever compete with the big boxes? Own what you're talking about. Own the stuff you're talking about in the book, and put your best foot forward with that on.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's the message. That's what people need to realize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they will find, and you know, through that, they will build brand loyalty. They will build, you know, a lifelong customer. But it, you know, but again, they need to make sure, because, you know,
hold on to that thought, Pam, because I want to make sure I mention this. Shops That Pop, folks, that's the name of the brand new book, Shops That Pop, 7 Steps to Extraordinary Retail Success. More to come about this book and what Pam has to say after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Books available wherever books are sold.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.